This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The commander of American troops in Afghanistan said Tuesday he was deeply concerned about the deteriorating security situation in the country as the U.S. and NATO militaries plan to fully withdraw by September 11th. General Austin Scott Miller, who's overseeing the troop exit, made the remarks as battlefield hostilities between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-supported Afghan government forces have escalated across the conflict-torn nation. Speaking to reporters in the Afghan capital, Kabul, the general described the security situation as not good right now. He said recent insurgent territorial gains were concerning and cautioned the Taliban against attempting to take control of the country by force. The Taliban claimed to have captured more than 100 of the country's 419 districts since May the 1st, when the last remaining U.S. and allied soldiers formally began leaving Afghanistan after almost two decades. Afghan officials said security forces have retaken some of the districts in recent days and vowed to evict insurgents from others. The military drawdown stems from a February 2020 agreement Washington negotiated with the Taliban in Doha, Qatar. Officials in Greece say they recovered two priceless paintings, one by Pablo Picasso and another by Dutch artist Piet Mondrian, stolen from the National Gallery in Athens in 2012. During a news briefing in Athens Tuesday, a spokesman said police acted on a tip and arrested a 49-year-old handyman who confessed to stealing Picasso's 1939 Woman's Head and Mondrian's 1905 Stammer Mill with Summer House. The official said the thief broke into the museum and, to mislead the guard on duty, activated the alarm in one part of the gallery while he broke into another. From Washington,